If you think about it, up until COVID-19 turned our lives upside down, 21st century life was pretty nice for most of us. We live longer than our recent ancestors. We're fairly active, even in our golden years. Our kids have been surviving their childhood and teenage years at an unprecedented rate. Cigarette smoking has reached an all-time low among adults in the United States. But are we healthier? Do we live better? What about you? Do you enjoy great health and a fulfilled life? Modern medicine has been able to keep people alive, sure, but what kind of life is it? Obesity is at an all-time high, and diabetes keeps climbing higher up the list. Heart disease is still the number one killer of men and women. The growing suicide rate points to a serious lack of mental health care. While modern medicine has been able to greatly reduce infectious diseases, though new strains like COVID-19 have exposed some serious holes in that arena, it is very ineffective at preventing or reducing chronic diseases. So when we say chronic disease, exactly what are we talking about? It may come as a surprise, but despite all of our medical advances and our focus on unifying governing health agencies across the globe, there is no consensus as to what defines a chronic illness. For example, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, classifies 7 health conditions as chronic disease: heart disease, cancer, chronic lung disease, stroke, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, and chronic kidney disease. In contrast, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have a more extensive list of 21 chronic conditions, adding alcohol abuse, depression, and HIV/AIDS, but leaving out obesity. The World Health Organization, WHO, also has a more extensive list and includes various mental disorders, vision and hearing impairments, oral diseases, bone and joint disorders, and genetic disorders. And Medline, the U.S. National Library of Medicine premier bibliographic database, branches out to include neurological disorders such as multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, and epilepsy. Not only is the list of chronic illnesses debated, but so are the qualifying definitions. The CDC defines a chronic disease as conditions that last 1 year or more and require ongoing medical attention or limit activities of daily living or both, whereas Medline takes a more nebulous approach, a long-term health condition that may not have a cure. To make matters even more complicated, chronic diseases appear under different headings. Sometimes the term non-communicable diseases distinguishes itself from communicable or infectious diseases. Yet several chronic diseases have an infectious component, such as cervical cancer and liver cancer. Lifestyle-related disease is a term that emphasizes the contribution of diet, exercise, and other behaviors to the development of chronic diseases. Yet many chronic diseases are heavily triggered by environmental circumstances, which are not the result of our individual choices. Why is all of this important? For one thing, it is confusing to the public. Not having a clearly defined understanding of what chronic disease is and isn't has led to widespread misunderstandings. In fact, according to the WHO, there are several half-truths and common misunderstandings people across the globe share about chronic disease. Here's a brief summary. My grandfather smoked and was overweight, and he lived to 96. Yes, this happens, but it is rare and not worth the risk of doing things you know are unhealthy. Chronic disease affects rich people and wealthy countries. On the contrary, the less affluent someone is, the more likely they are to develop a life-threatening chronic condition. Mostly older people are affected. Actually, nearly 50% of chronic disease deaths occur in people under 70 years of age. Usually men are affected. Think heart disease. Not true. Men and women are equally at risk. Being healthy and preventing chronic disease is too expensive. Again, not true, and we'll outline many budget-friendly options in this book. We will all die one day, and getting a chronic disease is inevitable. This last point is key. Nothing could be further from the truth, and this underlying suspicion that nothing can be done to prevent and successfully treat chronic disease is completely false. For the sake of this book, we lean toward a WHO broad-stroke approach to defining chronic disease, its symptoms, and its management. Chronic disease has its origins at young ages, takes decades to become fully established as epidemics, requires a long-term and systematic approach to treatment, and, most important, has many opportunities for prevention, even reversal.